discussion? Yes.
Let me make sure I understand what y'all want to do.
No, we, well, I can, I think I can answer that. We're basically going to vote on the proposed, we're vote to adopt it as written. And, but with, in the meantime, between now and the next meeting, Dr. Ellis consult with our EPI team to maybe consider some future changes rather quickly if we feel that herds within the DSA that have been tested can maybe be handled differently.
If we were to vote on this today, it passes, you got 30, and we have an amendment to change it, does that require another period of time for us to, where those changes are implemented?
Well, that's what I was trying to understand. If you were wanting to change what was changed for adoption, you are going to get into kind of substance how far, you know, versus if you want to change, it sounds like you want to go ahead and adopt this and then look to propose amendments to it at the next meeting?
That's what I'm saying, especially with the fact that Dr. Ellis has kind of made the he would, before we do any changes, we'd sure want to consult with the EPI staff before any changes are made.
Does that create, does that then make this rule go into effect as of, say,
yeah,
just
the
January?
Rule would still go into effect. Well, you
without
know
without the amendments?
Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to.
It can go, it's 20 days after it's filed, so you can set it, though, through the motion if you wanted to make it effective in a later date.
That's what I'm saying. If the amendments won't go into effect at next meeting, they'll have to wait, so this rule potentially goes into effect at that time as we pass it.
And that's exactly right. The rule would go into effect before the next meeting, so then you would be amending a live rule.
You'd be next June before you put your actual amendments into effect.
Then that's exactly right.
Well, I would consult with Dr. Ellis to see his opinion on any delay on enforcement of this rule.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you guys. Our recommendation was the rule. We modified the rule to back off the rule. I'm committed to working with individual producers. We can enter into individual herd plans that are outside the rule, like a commuter herd type. We have all kinds of ways for the herds that have surveillance to work one-on-one with that.
You got your waiver.
I can waive things. I can enter into, we could create a process for individual waivers based upon a herd-to-herd agreement. I don't know how many herds are like Matador. There's maybe, I don't know, but there's, that's probably the exception rather than the norm.
Okay.
These, you know, the heifers that are the breeder, the wheat heifers that may be breeders later, there's nothing we can do about that other than we're putting everyone on notice that we are concerned about it. And you ask my opinion, I would say our staff will evaluate potential ways to lessen the burden on the producers that are doing a lot of surveillance in their herds. Give credit to Montana or any other state with really good management practices. Come back with proposed amendments at the next meeting, but in the meantime, pass the rule. I mean, that's my recommendation, okay. But it's y'all's call.
I say we go that direction.
Okay. Then do I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adopt the amendments to Chapter 35, brucellosis, located in Title 4 of the Texas Administrative Code as discussed today.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that we pass item 14A, motions, Chapter 35, brucellosis. Is there any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I have a tremendous degree of faith in our executive director and his staff, but I'm in a moral quandary right now because I have a very strong philosophical problem pushing this through as it is. At this time, I'd like to abstain from this vote.
I my biggest issue right now is that I'm not sure, discussion-wise, everybody likes what we have. I'm just not real comfortable in passing something or putting something in forward and saying, okay, we're gonna go back and change it. And then the changes won't occur until possibly next June, and they've got their whole heifer replacements. The negativity of this, that there's a better solution, that waiting 3-4 months, I don't know. I'm real concerned about us passing things that we really may not like as far as discussion is, and then coming back and say we're just gonna change it later on. I mean, sometimes time's on your side. It can be very negative. I'm just very concerned us setting that kind of precedence at this point in time.
Mr. Chairman, I agree with Ken and Dick Winters on this. We're going to make a rule, we're going to amend later while we pass it.
Well, we have Dr. Ellis, who can issue waivers under certain circumstances for people like Matador, that we feel comfortable with the cattle and the way their testing program. He'll be identifying when they were last tested, things like that. I say we go ahead and go with the rule.
We have gone through the same process with this proposed regulation that we have on a lot of different regulations. We've asked for, Dr. Ellis originally asked for a comment from his epidemiologist and their staff on the risk involved. We, as a group, unanimously, if I'm not mistaken, adopted the proposed rule. We have gotten some new insight from the state of Montana, and we appreciate them traveling down here. But at the same time, in my opinion, as chairman, and it's just my opinion, that it still does not, I'm assuming that our EPI staff had all this information also. I mean, we don't. Our EPI staff does, and Dr. Ellis does, and that's why they proposed this. This agency actually can work, if we deem necessary, relatively quickly. There can be waivers in the interim, but if there are some changes, we can work towards that. But in my honest opinion, I think that our staff had all this information when they made their decision. That may be a naive assumption in my part, but I don't think I'm wrong. So we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I'm concerned about from a veterinarian perspective, about the foci and the wildlife there and the ability for that stuff to move. We know they've got wolves, we know they have coyotes. They may not have buzzards, but they've got crows, birds that can transfer it around. You know, from that perspective, I have a bad feeling about not going ahead and going on with the regulation.
Is there any further?
And allowing our executive director to use his better judgment to allow waivers under certain circumstances to bypass the regulation.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? If none, all in favor, raise your hand. Opposed? Motion carries. Dean, item B.
Yeah. All right, now, bring the next one. This is for chapter 40, this is regarding CWD. This is what Dr. Schwartz alluded to in his epidemiological discussion. This literally was making changes to our CWD rule in order to bring it in line with the federal program so that they would approve and recognize our CWD program is meeting the federal standard and therefore that they would bless it. So the rule changes that were identified for proposed, there were no comments and stuff before that purpose. And like I say, everything went through with no comments. Do you have any questions?
Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move to adopt amendments to Chapter 39, schedule located in Title 4 of the Texas Administrative Code as discussed today.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to be approved.
Yeah, that was.
You're absolutely right. Scabies was in there. I apologize.
He was discussing 40.
Okay. CBD was C.
Which would be chapter 40.
Yeah, it was chapter 40. 14C.
Was this behind the next one?
Yes, I apologize once again. That was so little of scabies, I just thumped right past it.
I'll move to adopt amendments of Chapter 40 then.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, chronic wasting disease located in Title 4 of the Texas Administrative Code as discussed today.
And I shall second.
It's been moved and seconded that we adopt item 14C, Chapter 40. Is there any discussion? None, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
All right, I'll drop you back to 14B. This is for chapter 39. Like I said, I apologize. There's not often we have a scabies amendment. Let me say that. I mean, so, and what this is it's, once again, the treatment standards is when these rules were in place. And today, this is the first time I've had a chance to modify the chapter in 15 years. But it's to bring it in line with new treatment options afforded to scabies. So that's really what these changes were doing. Yes, sir, Dr. Ellis.
We're going to actually have to come back and amend the whole chapter next time, because this is only one piece of the chapter, and every one of them, ivermectin can be a treatment. So we will come back and probably amend the rest of this chapter next time.
Well, as we go through, as we talked about too, we plan to go through and clean up all our chapters.
That's going to be.
This was one that was just immediately identified for this section.
You're exactly right.
Because it was pragmatic that they were seeing this.
You're right.
So we'll bring you more cleanups in the future, but this one is to bring this one in line quickly, because they've seen this actually come about and want to use this treatment standard.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move again, since I've moved this once already. We adopt chapter 39 scabies located in Title 4 of the Texas Administrative Code as discussed today.
And I shall second again.
Been moved and seconded. We approve item 14B, chapter 39. Any discussion? Not all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
I'm going to have to break out my parliamentary book next.
A lot of shaking and baking and moving around.
Mover and a shaker.
All right, two to go. So this next one I bring you is 14D. This is for chapter 43, tuberculosis. It's specifically for our subchapter C, which is our TB chapter for servants for deer. And literally this, too, is recognizing a new form of TB, I say treatment. Testing that can be used through the STAT pack. This is one that the federal government has recently recognized, and so we're incorporating into the program to recognize its official status and can be used by their practitioner.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adopt the amendments to Chapter 43, Tuberculosis, located in Title 4 of the Texas Administrative Code as discussed today.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve item 14D, Chapter 43, Tuberculosis. Is there any further discussion? None, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Last one, can you believe it? We've gotten there. Okay, this is Chapter 50. This is for 14E. This is our animal disease traceability chapter. This was the initial proposal for which we got no comments, but literally it was including some definitions that are the same as the federal one, as well as to recognize the approved tagging sites noted in the federal rule. So this brings, so we now have official tagging sites that we can authorize that will work under the federal requirements for interstate movement purposes. I said there was no comments. If you have any questions, let me know.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adopt the new Chapter 50 located in Title 4 of the Texas Administrative Code as discussed today.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve item 14E, Chapter 50, Animal Disease Traceability. Is there any further discussion? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
And Chairman, this, now that this passed, this will give us the opportunity to go visit with all the markets and talk to them about the rule. I mean,
and
that's what we're waiting on.
And you're going to do that with Dr. Varner and his staff?
Our employees are going to go together to make sure they understand it and whatever. Personal visits.
Okay. I would like to just briefly go back to 14A and to try to again explain to our friends from Montana that we in no way whatsoever want to impede trade and affect. I mean, the livestock industry has gone through a very tumultuous time through droughts, through prices, through corn prices, through a lot of things. And the last thing we need is for a federal or a state agency to impede trade. So we will continue. We can work fast here if we need to make some adjustments. But I firmly believe in our staff and their recommendations to us. We got a different perspective. And again, a lot of that I think was new to us as commissioners, but I don't think it was new information, again, to our staff. So with that, we're willing to work with you. I'm gonna provide you with my personal cell phone number and business card and with my state card. And if I can be of any assistance, through Dr. Ellis and our agency, please, just just give me a call and don't hesitate.
I'd like to have a statement also. I really appreciate y'all coming down to Texas, but I've been a veterinarian for 40 years, and back in 73, I tested 3 sale yards. And brucellosis, Bang's vaccinated, and Esperant did up to 500 or 600 head of cows a week. We've come a long way here. And we're scared. We're scared. And I appreciate Dr. Ellis's position. But as long as there are a few of those elk out there, it scares me. But here again, Chairman Morales, Dr. Ellis, we're going to work with you guys. And we appreciate Matador Cattle Company coming here. And we're not going to slam the door on Montana cattle. We're going to work with you. So we appreciate you coming here.
Thank you, Dr. Vickers. Next meeting, Dr. Ellis, do we need to have a December meeting?
I don't think there was some question initially based on some language in one of the laws. But I don't think so. You can do it in January. You can do it whenever you want to answer your question.
Okay. Why don't we, since that's a tough time of the year, I'll talk to Dr. Ellis and Carol, and we'll discuss that, and we'll look at some dates, and we'll shoot some emails out to the commissioners, and whether we do, and if after further thought we may need to do something in December, we'll look at that. If not, we'll look at January dates. So let's don't try to set the meeting today. We will maybe take a few weeks, settle and see where we're going to be this fall, and then set that meeting date for later. Okay? Then I do call this meeting adjourned. Thank you very much.
Sure, it's going to be.